Blog Talk Radio.
The creator and moderator, and I am a sibling suicide survivor. My name is Beverly Black, And I am so honored and pleased on this Veterans Day 2018 to welcome you to our show and to honor our veterans who have served. And we especially send a warm Veterans Day honor to the World War I veterans on this 100th day anniversary of that battle. We want to honor also the victims of the California fires and all those that are going through the tragedies that this current landscape and the playing field that this world is dealing with. We are all hurting and healing from something. And this evening, we are addressing suicide. My brother committed suicide on the anniversary of the first day of this show, January 22nd, 2018, was the beginning of the first season of Suicide Is Not the Answer. And we had several shows. You can go back and catch those archives on our studio at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. This program is sponsored by Gumbo for the Soul International, Tribe Family Channel, Urban Book Editor, Inc., and my new co-host, Mr. Kendi Andre. And I want to say hello and welcome, my brethren. How are you?
Hello, hello, Beverly. How you doing? Hello, everyone. I'm okay. Okay, and you? How you doing?
Yeah. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. You know, we are so honored to be able to have this platform. You and I come together and do what we do best. You know, our voices, our ministry, our gifts, and our geniuses.
That's right.
We make it all do what it do, right?
Yes, yes, that's right, that's right.
Yeah.
It's also an honor for me. It's an honor for me to be part of that because that purpose that we all have in life to, you know, inspire people and support. You know, this is a very noble cause that you were defending through that show. So that's why I'm very honored to be part of it and be a co-host.
Wow. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Thank you for your presence and believing in our collective voices to bring forth such an important message. Suicide is not the answer. Now, we're not professing to have all of the answers, but the first thing that we are able to do is make ourselves available, reach out, and also we want to inform everyone that the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. And we also want to acknowledge another sponsor. It is We Rise, and we're going to acknowledge our sponsor, and then we are going to get to know Kendi Andre. So once again, you are tuned in live to Suicide Is Not the Answer on Tribe Family Channel. Please call in and listen. If you have any questions, you can email me at tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. Kendi Andre is going to get into all this information as we allow him to allow us to get to know him and how suicide came across his path in order for him to be able to speak on it on this segment. So we're going to take the time to get to know Mr. Kendi Andre, our co-host right here on Suicide Is Not the Answer, live on Tribe Family Channel, right after this brief break from a sponsor.
Hey guys, it's me, Michelle Berard, host of Somewhere in the Middle and founder and CEO of Urban Book Editor, LLC. Are you feeling like you're stuck and can't move forward? Have you been struggling to birth a big goal like a book or a business? Are you feeling overwhelmed and looking to make changes in your career? If you're at all like me, when that deer in headlights feeling hits you, you just don't know where to begin. Yeah, you can talk with friends or family, but when you're in need of an objective opinion, it helps to speak with someone who's prepared to listen, and to provide practical guidance to help you move forward. That's where a coach comes in. That's why I'm so excited to share with you that energy worker and coach Julia Black and I have teamed up to help you get unstuck and start moving towards your goals again. And to make it easy for you, we're offering a complimentary call with one of us to help you start moving forward. All you have to do is go to WeRiseMovement.com to schedule your free insight and inspiration call with either Julia or me. The insight and inspiration call can help you get clear about your goals, uncover hidden challenges that may be hindering your progress, discover steps you can take today to move toward accomplishing your goals, and you'll leave the session feeling renewed, re-energized, and inspired to take action. Visit WeRiseMovement.com and schedule your free insight and inspiration call today. That's WeRiseMovement.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back live on Suicide is Not the Answer via Tribe Family Channel with myself, Beverly Black, and co-host, Mr. Kendi Andre. We are going to get to know Mr. Kendi Andre, and this is our second season of Suicide is Not the Answer, first episode. So Kendi and I will be going forward for the next 6 months co-hosting this platform and prayerfully helping to save lives. Again, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255, and you can also email, tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. That is T-R-I-B-E, familychannel@gmail.com. So, Mr. Kendi Andre, we're so honored that you're with us today, and we want to thank you for taking out the time to not only be co-host, but to also help sponsor and have this platform available. Tell us, who is Kendi Andre?
Well, again, Beverly, thanks again for, you know, putting you on that show, and this is a very big honor for me to be the co-host on it. Well, to tell about Kendi Andre, what can I say? I mean, at first, I'm 37 years old, and I'm born and raised in Haiti in the Caribbean. I'm actually the father of two beautiful daughters, and I'm the unique son of Harry Andre, my father, who died in 2012. And, well, he had the sickness that is ravaging actually is he had AIDS. And I've been raised by my grandmother, Agapa Andre, who died at the age of 93 years old. And then my auntie, who's actually living in Florida, his name is Julianne. So who is the person that I always knew as my mother? I'm saying this because I've never had the chance to live with my mother and my father because apparently above what my family told me, they've been always fighting. And then, you know, so my parents, my grandmother, she wanted me to get involved in this. So she took me away from them since I was 3 days old. So I've been raised in Port-au-Prince. There's an area in Haiti called Port-au-Prince. And I've been raised in a family. I mean, the area where I was raised, there was like four family houses. So I had 10 cousins, you know, four sisters in the same block, and 10 cousins means no friends, no outside friends. So that's how I was raised. And I went to Catholic school, the Sacred Heart, where I was in kindergarten and high school. And I finished high school normally because my parents switched me during my courses in that college, that La Martinia College.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family school that has been there for almost 50 years. And mm-hmm. That's where actually I've met a lot of new things in my life because I was pretty, I won't say confined, but I didn't have my education was very closed. It's like I didn't have the chance to have other friends from outside. It was only school, mm-hmm. only school and home. And so in that school, in that new school, I had to, you know, that's where I had my first love and everything, you know, and I get to know things. And, well, I finished high school in 1999. And I got admitted in a chemistry school. The name is Chemtech, where I spent 4 years learning chemistry. And while I was learning chemistry, I started to teach in the family school as a chemistry teacher, biochemistry teacher. And also with my skills in computers, I was teaching other teachers and students how to use a computer and everything. Like, my family wanted me to be more like an educator, which wasn't my wish. That's not what I wanted to be, but they managed to have me in the same line because this is like a family trade. Like each of them, they went in the same school, the same family mm-hmm. school, and they've been teaching in that same school. So mm-hmm. For them to make the continuity
the legacy
of, it, so
of
they,
succession
yeah.
of the legacy going through the family.
Yeah. So I've been a teacher in that school for almost 8 years. Then in other schools in Haiti, in other fields, because I was, my goal was to associate like four different fields in one, because I always had the goal, like very young, I always had the goal to have my own incorporation, having my own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that is focused on the medical field because I wanted to be a doctor at the beginning. Well, they had this, they always have a contest they make in my country every year. So according to, you know, organization administrative problems that they have in this thing, and, you know, people, they always want to, you know, to put their family, their siblings in, that's how they do. It's like when you go for the test, when you go for the contest, even if you're good for it, they could tell you that they're going to take like 3,000 participants, but among the 3,000 participants, they're going to take only 50 of them for the school.
Mm.
And, mm. and you know, the administrators, the you know, they always have their siblings, their families, so they want them to be doctors. So they always allow them to have, you know, to be selected among these people, like without even passing the test. So this is a whole story. So I got tired of that. I went twice at that contest. Then I'm like, there is not only medical school, because medical school in my country is like 10 years. So my parents, when I told them that I wanted to switch from biochemistry to medical technology, which was the next field I went in, but it was still medical. Then
mm-hmm.
my mother got mad, and that's when she said, well, if I decide to switch, she's not going to finance my education anymore, because it was a lot of money. So, my courage, I stood up and I told her that it's fine. I'll find a way to take care of it. Then I went to that school. I was one of the best contestants, and I started medical technology. I started that for 3 years. I've been the major in my class. It's like I was the one that had to repeat the whole course, the whole session for my classmates when the teacher is done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
wow.
You write everything on the board. You write everything on the board, and right after the end of the course, like 10 minutes after the time,
mm-hmm.
he raised everything on the board and asked me to do say in 10 minutes to say everything that he has said. It's like I had to
wow.
rewrite everything on the board. So that was
mm-hmm.
that was experience was for me one of the things I've never focused on about what mm-hmm. I could do, and I don't like to brag about what I can do, or you know, I don't like to do that. It's like,
well, you've
really
been put
like
to the test though, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you said, what he had you do after he had, you know, topped the lesson, you had to, you know, after that board was cleaned and wiped off and all of the answers were erased, you had to go back and put that back up there. And so the types of lessons, the types of swords that you were sharpened from, you have to speak highly about it. Trying to brag,
exactly,
speak highly about yourself, but you know, it is, if you're trained off of milk and you graduate to meat, you have to let us know. You know, you were trained on real meat, a real sword, sharp irons, you know. And so I salute, you know, you, of course, for the journey and that of, you know, your ancestors and those that have sojourned through your aforementioned struggles in terms of your parents and what they have gone through. And, you know, your grandparent bringing you up. And one thing that you said about yourself is you had to have courage. So with courage, you then went on to school for 3 years for, even though it may have been against their wishes, but you proved that it was definitely a passion and not, you know, some whim, because you actually did it. You applied yourself and succeeded at it. And so for that, I salute you. Now, our listeners would want to know, what does this have to do with the topic of the show? But, you know, I am a cordologist, and everyone is hurting and healing from something. And so we lay out this type of format so that you can get to know, our listeners can get to know us on a transparent level, and people can, you know, relate to you. And even with being a high achiever and someone that, you know, but you came from struggle. It's not, you know, it wasn't all cupcakes and roses. And you deserve to be able to say, you know, after all, you know, you have been through, that you achieved, you know, high marks and high ranks, you know, after this lesson was, you know, prepared for you. And so you obviously to the board and
so I had to repeat everything that he said and write everything that was on the board, which for me at the end was a very, very interesting exercise, because I got to know my books. Like, I really love anatomy and physiology. I love that. So I got to know the book by, I'm not going to say by heart. It's like I mostly understood the book. I was able to explain everything. So what marked me in that all these experiences I had is because every school that I went to, because of my excellence, because I was one of the best, they all hired me to be teacher in the school.
Mm-hmm.
They hired me to be teacher after I get my diploma. So I've been at the same school. I've been hired to teach something about microbiology. I've done that, like, theoretically, microbiology and clinical biochemistry, and I had also some computer skills. Yeah, because of my computer skills, also they wanted to be responsible for the research and development department, and so I had that job for almost like 5 years. I've been working with them for 5 to 8 years. Then the earthquake happened, and when the earthquake happened, it was very hard.
The department
was
shut down.
Yeah, I mean, not the department, the school collapsed. The school collapsed, and I had to teach. I had a course, one at the same time the earthquake happened, and thank God, it's like God saved me. There was a teacher that was
praise
there,
God.
and he was like, Kendi, what if we just switch hours? You can work tomorrow, then I can work at your hour. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm pretty flexible, because I had a computer lab, and I really, really, really like to be in the computer lab. You know, I really like to be around computers in general. That's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
So anything, any way I can make researches, any type of researches, I want to be around there. So I went to the computer room, and I stayed here for a few minutes. Then I left, and I just had my check that day, and then I went to the store. I just bought some stuff. And while I was going back to the house of my family, then the earthquake happened. So that earthquake destroyed, the school collapsed completely.
Mm-hmm.
That class that I had to teach in, there was 80 students in that class. I think a few of them, maybe four or five of them, they came out alive. And the teacher also. The teacher came out alive. Like,
he
died. The director's son was in my computer lab that day. He died.
Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. My condolences.
Yeah.
How long ago was this? You're talking about before you came to the States, the Haiti earthquake?
Yeah, before. Yeah, before.
Okay,
that.
Okay.
January 12, 2010.
Lord, my condolences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... Yeah, the director, she built up a shelter in her house. She gave places to kids. She gave shelter to kids that lost their family, that they weren't able to pay school anytime because there wasn't any school open at that time. So we continued doing the same job. We saved a few computers and some lab materials, and we continued to teach them stuff. Like, I've been working on a microscope out on the computer sometimes, or, you know, trying to talk to them and then and motivate them to move forward, because if they're still alive, it's because they have a purpose. They have to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been working with them for a few years. And then I've decided to switch because I had more to offer, because I wanted to offer more to my country, I would say. Then I've been offered a job with German Red Cross. So because I used to speak English very well at that time, so German Red Cross was working. They had a project. It was out of town. It was on the countryside. After the earthquake, they had this shelter project and an hygiene promotion in the mountains for people who are very vulnerable. So they hired me as a translator. So I had to translate from Spanish to French and English, because they were German. So most of them used to speak Spanish, and most of them they speak only English. So I was the only English English speaker, like Haitian, who speaks English very well.
Wow.
So I had to be there and go to all the governmental meetings they used to have, the cluster meetings they used to have.
Wow. Yeah.
So that was mainly my job. Then I had a 7-month contract. Then when my contract was going to an end, my supervisor called me and she was like, Andre, we don't want to lose you. I'm like, if you don't want to lose me, why don't you extend my contract? They said that they don't have any grant for that. So they put me on the test for several strategic positions like human resources, budget management, and compound management and everything, administration. Then, it came out that I was the best one they had. So they hired me as a human resources assistant. So I had a few trainings, like here and there, trainings was all trainings, because they wanted me to be ready for what was coming. And I worked with them for 1 year, because the project was going well. They were doing well, and then there was the Berlin financed them pretty well, because the results, they were pretty good, and our project it was effective for them.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I had to leave them because I was started working on the countryside. Still at the same humanitarian field, I've been hired by the company. I don't know if you know the actor Sean Penn. Sean Penn is Yeah, Sean Penn. I think he was one of the
Sean Penn. Yes.
Sean
I'm sorry.
Penn. Exactly.
Sean Penn.
Right. So actually, he was one of the first that were there for the earthquake to support, to help.
Mm-hmm.
So he had
there. Yeah,
so
I remember
I remember that.
He stayed for a long time, didn't he?
Yeah, it did.
Didn't he actually take up residency there?
No, because he goes back and forth. But they usually have like some good actors from Hollywood. So that's how I get to know some of them.
Right.
You know, they usually come
right.
to visit. You know, just
mm-hmm.
flash visit, and you know, because they financing the project they had going on at that time, everything.
Right.
So that organization called me. They selected me to be a human resources assistant. So I went there as an interview. I worked with them for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I really grew up in human resources, where I even
mm-hmm.
had the, I'm like, my goal now is to grow in human resources and maybe one day to have my own business, you know, being a consultant, a human resources consultant.
Wow. You know, I really admire just everything, the strength, the courage, the going for what you have a passion for. You haven't once mentioned anything about being afraid to really go for what it is that you're desiring here. Through everything. And now you're speaking on an international level because you're in America now. So, of course, there is the getting from Haiti to America story. So we want to hear that. And then our listeners, for those that may be considering suicide, we implore you that the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline will answer 1-800-273-8255. We are not here to simply talk about ourselves and our accomplishments, but we're a testament of struggle. My brother committed suicide when I was 17 years old. So the first show, Suicide Is Not the Answer, aired January 22nd, 2018, 41 years on the day of his death. So I was 17, and it took this year, 41 years on the day of his death, to get to this point in my journey. So believe you me, we are here to discuss suicide is not the answer, but we also want you to hear what brought us through some of the accomplishments, the mountains and the valleys of our life. So we are getting to know my co-host, and I'm so honored he is also a sponsor to make this platform possible. Suicide is not the answer. I'm Beverly Black, and you have been listening to my co-host, Kendi Andre. So now, Kendi, you have matriculated through quite an interesting background academically and with a lot of accomplishments, and you have this humanitarian piece, this philanthropy about yourself. One would call it our ministry, because we're the empathetic, we're tapping into the empathetic side of our creativity and our passion. So you being a person that has accomplished such a level where you know that you can consult with these firms to do human resources. I mean, just to be able to, it takes a lot to have enough empathy to be able to match. You talk about the earthquake in Haiti, and to be able to be on the ground and provide the human resources and have the empathy to step into an emergency situation like that, to be able to staff a situation to keep mayhem and panic from taking over. That's human resources. And you keep talking about, you know, the earthquake in Haiti and the human resources aspect, and what you have come through as far as matriculating through these, you know, high-level, high-profile entities, and Sean Penn, the actor, being involved. What do you think attributes to you wanting to work in human resources? Because if we turn that into the side that we're speaking on this evening, suicide is not the answer. Here again, it has to deal with empathy and being able to understand. So what do you know, what do you think it is about Kendi Andre that draws that passion out of you for the human resources as it relates to you know, what we're here for and what we're talking about? Because, you know, you're right in that vein of passion for people.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this is something I realized, I'm not going to say pretty late, but it was when I started my experience in human resources, is it's the feedback that I've been having from people I used to deal with. Like, either vulnerable people, either, you know, I would say rich people, you know, it depends on where they come from. Like, anybody for me, the only thing for me is, like, they people. So I had one of my colleagues that told me once, this was one of the things that contributed to all the promotions I had in the human resources department, and that got me to be an HR specialist at the end. So that was my passion to work with people, and my passion to support them. Not support them financially, but be a presence for them, like when they want to talk, when they have anything going on, if they want to feel they have someone ready to listen to them. I think that was my passion, to be around people, to see, like, it's also one of the things that this passion that I have for people, this is one of the things that contribute to this to my actual profession, which is a photographer. It's like the emotions, the vibe, the feeling that someone is sharing with me. Once they positive, once I feel someone sad, and sometimes I can even feel that someone needs to talk. You know, it's like that was one of the strengths I have in human resources, which got me to have this task to be on the field with the employee. Like, instead of them coming in the human resources and tell their problem, or calling the phone, having a receptionist asking them to leave a message or to wait. So I went to them to talk to them. It's like I opened myself to them. Like, I'm opening myself to you. You talk to me. Tell me, what do you want me to do for you? Tell me what you want to say, or do you want to talk? You know, some of them had personal issues. Some of them had professional issues. Some of them even had issues on the field. You know, so I supported them. I'm not going to say 100%, because sometimes there are requests that you make to the management that they won't go through. But sometimes, let's say 85%, I was able to support them because of my passion to work with people. Some of them, they even call me a people person. And I get along with any type of people. I get along with them. I can even see someone, like, I remember there was this employee who came in the office, and he was very mad. He was pretty mad about a request he made that hasn't been, no follow-up has been made for it. Then he was very rude when he came. I'm like, I told him, have a seat, and then he sat down. Then I asked him, how do you feel? He said, no, I'm very mad because nobody made any follow-up for myself. And so I said, have you ever tried to smile? Then I just said that, and that triggered something. He smiled. You know, so he told me that, Kendi, you have something. You have something in you. And the same statement he made, this is a statement I'm listening to even today. Like, my pastor at the church I go, he said that once. He said, Andre, you have something about you. You know, so this is one of the things that drives me to the human resources, the human field, the human, you know, the human concept for me is very important. Like, having people happy around me.
And let me just cut in right here and say, you know, you're hearing people tell you, so Kendi, you have, there's something about you. And it is that relatability and that empathy and that ability, like you say, you're drawn to being compassionate and being empathetic. And, you know, everyone has the gift to be able to be that listening ear, that hand to hold, you know, that person to talk to, that someone who can just listen. And you may not have the answers, but you're in that moment, you're present in that moment, and you're listening, and you're allowing that person has someone there with them to talk to who empathizes with them. Not that you're taking one side, but here again, they're saying, but you have something. There's that something, the gentleman, that, you know, well, have you ever smiled? Have a seat. Have you ever smiled? You allowed him to come into that space and just breathe and smile. And sometimes if people just know you're there, if they just know that you care. Now, I once worked at a place, and on the poster board, it read, it was a motivational poster because we're in there all day and we're eventually going to be coming out of that training environment and dealing with the actual public and clientele. And the poster read, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And so anyone can be going through anything, but if you don't truly show empathy and that you care first about that person, they don't care what you know. They don't care that you can be psychologically or technically trained in any area. You being able to relate on that human kindness side by what? Inviting them to smile, inviting them to just breathe, just have a seat, just be in this moment. You know, if you can't deal with life day by day, take it hour by hour. If that's too much, take it minute by minute. If that's too much, take it second by second. But stop and breathe and get through that breath and keep breathing and keep going and keep breathing and keep going. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Suicide Is Not the Answer, live on Tribe Family Channel. My name is Beverly Black. I created this platform, and I am the survivor of a sibling that committed suicide. Had I known then what I know now, because I was 17 years old, maybe there were some signs, maybe there were some telltale trouble that I couldn't address in my youth. I don't know, but I do know that I didn't take on the guilt of my siblings' actions. I more or less felt like there was something that had to be extremely wrong with me. That's how I internalized what was going on. There had to be absolutely something wrong with me and with our family dynamics that would make my brother do something like that. But at 17 years old, that's how I thought the world viewed what was happening in my life. Now, if you are someone that's considering suicide, please don't. Suicide is not the answer. We love you and we need you here. We need you to be here. And so we are here to express our human kindness and our availability. You can email tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. Kendi Andrehi is a human resources professional, and he is doing work in the area of photography, a professional photographer that looks at the human side of not only his artistic expression in photography, but also his empathy in working in human resources, and he can bring a smile to your face. We're going to find out how to stay in touch with Kim DeAndre Photography. And we also want you to be mindful of We Rise, and we're going to play that promo one more time before we conclude this first episode of Season 2 of Suicide Is Not the Answer here live on Tribe Family Channel. So now, Kim DeAndre, back to your photography and the inspiration behind bringing smiles to people and working in the human resources sector. How do you use your photography to inspire people and to relate to the empathy and the compassion that you have for humans?
Okay. Well, my photography, from my experience, how I got the photography, that's the first thing I had, because photography was mostly an escape for me. Because here in the States, for a certain period of my life, I've been going through a very hard situation. That, and I can say that someone who thinks to commit suicide, I can't understand someone think like that. But this is, as we said, just as the show said, this is not the answer, because the choice is always yours. Your mind has to be controlled by yourself, but you're not going to let your mind control it. It's that you have to be in control of your situation. Things, they happen in your life because you want them to happen. Once you're feeding yourself of negative thoughts, the results, they're going to be very negative, and that could even drive you to suicide, like low self-esteem and everything. So for me, photography was an escape, because when I first decided to do new things, to get myself out of that situation I was going through, because this is the first thing to do, because once you focus on the situation, on the problem that you're going through, once you focus on them and you're feeding yourself with that, you're feeding your mind with that, of course you're going to be drawn in that. So all you have to do is try to think to do new things that could help you reprogram your mind and change your focus on stuff that will help you, or that will pull you out from that current situation and push you to move forward. So my choice was photography, and then by taking pictures, I was mostly taking pictures of nature, but behind the viewfinder, for me, seeing the targets I was shooting, the pictures I was taking, that reminded me of how beautiful the world is, or how beautiful the world can be once we want it to be like that. And it also reminded me of the creation and of this gift that God gave us. He gave us life. So if he gave us life, it's because we have a purpose that we have to fulfill. So my pictures are more pictures of emotions. People will cry, people who are crying, people who are smiling, and people who are thinking. It's like these kind of moments, I take them and I capture them, because normally they say photographers are the only one that can stop time. You know, when you stop time, an enjoyable moment where people are smiling, a hug, you know, a kiss, even some tears of joy. When you have this moment, when you stop this exact moment and you see these pictures to someone, you know, it means a lot. Some pictures that will take someone to think or rethink about any decisions that they will make, or, you know, or where they want to go. So for me, photography was an escape, because I can say it's a God-given gift, because this is exactly a year ago. That's a year ago I really decided to go to church while here in the States, because I've never had the time to go to church here in the States. So out of that situation, I completely reprogrammed my mind. I practiced like speed running all the time. It was very cold outside, and I was running very fast and listening to motivational speeches on the phone, on my headphones, and I had my camera with me at the same time. It was freezing cold. I was out there taking pictures. So at the end, I went to that church, and I started taking pictures at the church. You know, then one day the pastor saw one of my pictures, because normally I'm taking the pictures. I know how I take them. I know what I feel when I'm taking the pictures. Then the pastor saw one of that picture. That was a hand, one hand. Someone was lifting the hand praying. The pastor just saw that picture, and he called me. He said, Andre, that picture is everything. He said, there is something.
Wow.
There is something about that picture. And I will never forget that day that he said that, Andre, you are a blessing. And I told him the same thing, because the church, which I call my new family, is a blessing for me. The first
Amen.
Day I went to that, I felt like I was home. I went once, I went to say, and it was such an honor for me. It was such wonderful for me to be baptized at that church. And I've been going for a year now at the church, working for them. I'm actually the media director, the communications media director for the church. And it's like, it's a way for me to use the gift that God gave me to, you know, to thank him, you know, for pushing me forward, to thank him for making me see the world differently. You know, it's like, I'm not going to go somewhere, Beverly, without my camera, because there is always a moment to capture. There was always something that you can use. You just show to someone that someone who wants to commit suicide, you just show them a picture of two kids playing it, smiling or running around. That says something. It means you have a purpose, you know? So that's how I use my photography, and associated to all my human resources experience and my passion to be with people, to be around people. I can say, yeah, this is a big blessing.
Wow.
That's
not the point
for me.
Wow, wow. What an absolute testament and testimony to why you were selected, the Creator would have you to be our sponsor and co-host of Suicide Is Not the Answer. Such a warm expression of capturing life and being inspired that out there in creation, you can see such a beautiful expression of life. I love photography. My father was a photographer, and he's gone on, but I still have all of his camera equipment, his photos. He captured people and events, and I tend to capture nature and just the expression of all things natural, the sky, flowers, trees, birds, clouds. And so there is this beauty in in the uniqueness of it. No two pictures are the same, like snowdrops. You are never going to capture that moment in time again. And so it is just such a privilege and a pleasure to have this platform, to share it with you, and to just hear this inspiration that you've evoked here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Suicide Is Not the Answer on Tribe Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black, the creator and moderator, and my new co-host for season two is Kendi Andre.
Yes.
Of human empathy and kindness is shown through not only being a humanitarian, working in human resources, and also conveying his artistic expression through photography to help inspire and just, you know, encourage people to stay strong, you know, have the courage to hang on and just continue, you know, going strong second by second, moment by moment, day by day, you know, and look for the greatest expression of yourself and your own greatness. Don't listen to the naysayers, and definitely tune out the negativity. Now, you can reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline once again, and at 1-800-273-8255. Also, Tribe familychannel@gmail.com. Please email us. If you are considering being a guest on our show, we would love to hear from you. And we definitely want you to continue to press forward towards the mark. Stay with us here. Do not commit suicide in any way, shape, form, or fashion, because, again, suicide is not the answer. Now, Kendi Andre, it has been an honor, privilege, and a pleasure. Tell our listeners where they can catch up with you and get your photography and view what you're doing and all of that.
Well, I'm joinable on Facebook. I got my photography, my personal page is Kendi Andre, as my name is. And I also have my photography fan page is Andre K Photography. It's like Andre, like my name is Andre K, like Kendi, Andre Kendi Photography. They can see some of my pictures. And I also have my website, AndreKPhotography.com. You know, they can just go and see some of the pictures I'm taking, because I usually update that website with some new pictures I have. And also, I recently created a page on Facebook according to this purpose that we have, that I call the go-getter circle, because I gotta say that I've been a go-getter my whole life, you know. So I'm joinable on all these platforms on Facebook and also on Instagram, Andre K Photography. So anybody who wants to see my pictures, and even anybody who wants to have me working for them and everything, I'm available on this platform. Do not hesitate to contact me on that. And once you make the first contact, I'll just come to you. I'll contact you and work on what you want, work on your desires. That's all.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Now, don't forget to visit our parent company at GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand. Again, that is GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. We are on Twitter at Tribe Family US, and we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel. You can listen to the archives by following our studio here at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. Again, we want to thank you. We want to thank our sponsors, We Rise. We want to thank Kendi Andre Photography for also co-hosting and being a sponsor. And again, we encourage all of you to reach out, find a friend, talk to someone, breathe, and talk through any struggle that you may be encountering that gives you any thoughts of suicide. We ask that you remember suicide is not the answer. And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. Thank you once again, Kendi Andre, and we will be back December 10th, 2018. Suicide is Not the Answer is brought to you live on Tribe Family Channel every second Tuesday of the month. And again, this is Season 2, Episode 1. I want to thank you once again, Kendi Andre. We hope to have a special guest on our next show. All right, my brother, you have a blessed rest of your Veterans Day holiday. We honor the 100th anniversary of World War II, and we want to thank all the men and women, black soldiers, any fighters on any front that have helped to contribute to the liberation and the humanitarianism of the people on the surface of this world plane. Please continue to honor those that are in the struggle. Again, suicide is not the answer. God bless and have a good evening.
All right, God bless you, Beverly. Thanks a lot. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Hey, guys, it's me, Michelle Berard, host of Somewhere in the Middle and founder and CEO of Urban Book Editor, LLC. Are you feeling like you're stuck and can't move forward? Have you been struggling to birth a big goal like a book or a business? Are you feeling overwhelmed and looking to make changes in your career? If you're at all like me, when that deer in headlights feeling hits you, you just don't know where to begin. Yeah, you can talk with friends or family, but when you're in need of an objective opinion, it helps to speak with someone who's prepared to listen, and to provide practical guidance to help you move forward. That's where a coach comes in. That's why I'm so excited to share with you that energy worker and coach Julia Black and I have teamed up to help you get unstuck and start moving towards your goals again. And to make it easy for you, we're offering a complimentary call with one of us to help you start moving forward. All you have to do is go to WeRiseMovement.com to schedule your free insight and inspiration call with either Julia or me. The insight and inspiration call can help you get clear about your goals, uncover hidden challenges that may be hindering your progress, discover steps you can take today to move toward accomplishing your goals, and you'll leave the session feeling renewed, re-energized, and inspired to take action. Visit WeRiseMovement.com and schedule your free insight and inspiration call today. That's WeRiseMovement.com.
I'm not.